This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Boy, I'm sorry. I mean, I know. Caesar, I'm really sorry, dude. I owe you an apology.
What?
Well, because I took the best part of you getting through on the phone. I mean, you got the SPF tickets. I mean, that's huge. But
yes.
But, I mean, coming up next is Kayla's super fantastic happy time, greatest joke ever of the week. And, well, usually it's, I mean, it's tradition that we go through the jokes that didn't make the cut. And quite honestly, I kind of cut you out of that. And I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
You're gonna like these.
You'll make it. You'll get through it, buddy.
As
I
long
swear.
As you can forgive me, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
All right, Kayla. So what didn't make the cut?
Okay, they're more like burns on the Jets, but it's all Jets themed today.
Okay, all jet burns.
Yeah, jet burns.
All right, get ready.
Okay. So what's the difference between frequent flyer miles and the Winnipeg Jets?
What's the difference between frequent flyer miles and the Winnipeg Jets?
Frequent flyer miles earn points.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I got that.
Right.
That's not bad. See, what ends up happening is the ones that get rejected or didn't make the cut sometimes are better than the actual one.
Yeah.
What else you got? You got another one?
I got a couple here.
Okay.
All right. Why do the Winnipeg Jets suck at geometry?
Why do the Winnipeg Jets suck at geometry, Kayla?
They never have any points.
That part's the best part of the joke. Your ad-lib laugh there.
Before we continue, do all of the punchlines have the word points in them?
No.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Yeah. Is there more?
There's more.
Okay.
What do the Winnipeg Jets and the Titanic have in common?
You ready for this, Caesar?
Yes, sir.
What do the Winnipeg Jets and the Titanic have in common?
They both look good until they hit the ice.
Oh, damn.
That was all right. That was.
That might have been your best one yet.
That was going to be my joke, but then I found one that's even better. So
are you sure?
Yeah.
Because listen, we can all just forget we heard that and then pretend.
Yeah.
And then pretend like it was, you know, like it was the first time we heard it.
No. You're gonna like my actual joke. It's real.
It's gonna cause an international incident with humor like that.
better than they all look pretty good until they hit the ice.
Yeah. Do you want to hear one more?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's the difference between the Winnipeg Jets and a mosquito?
No points.
What's the difference between the Winnipeg Jets and a mosquito?
A mosquito stops sucking.
Caesar approved. Yeah,
Caesar liked it.
I liked it.
All right, hang on one second. Wow. Those are the ones that didn't make the cut. You're the one that did. Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. As long as we're playing the music and we're talking trash, let's get pumped up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
So I think this, instead of the usual joke of the week music, I think this has got to be Golden Knights music, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I think that's how it's got to work. Since it's Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. Cool Your Jets edition. What was the other one? What do the Jets and the Titanic have in common?
Yeah, what do the Jets and the Titanic have in common?
And what is it?
They both look good until they hit the ice.
Not bad.
Right.
Not bad. And you say this is better than that?
This is better than that.
Okay, hold up. I think I need to prepare myself.
It really turned into like a burn session on the Jets.
Oh, no. I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative in a lot of ways. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, special Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals Edition. Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever. Winnipeg burn joke of the week.
So what do Winnipeg Jets captain Blake Wheeler and I have in common?
If this has to do with you both had Marc-Andre Fleury's finger in your ear, that's...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Gonna,
that's
I want to
awesome.
Hear that story.
Yeah, that's going to start something. I'm just saying. Is he married?
Let's start that rumor, please.
Is he married?
Mrs. Oh, Fleury will not yeah, be Mrs. pleased.
Mrs. Fleury on line 4. Okay, wait. Start over.
Okay. What do Winnipeg Jets captain Blake Wheeler and I have in common?
Okay. What do Winnipeg Jets captain Blake Wheeler and Kayla Jo Walker of Venice, Florida have in common?
Next week, we'll both be watching the Stanley Cup on the television.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
Burn.
Pretty good. Pretty good. They both look pretty good till they hit the ice. Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Kayla's super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest joke ever.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC. It's the big,
big, fat
ride.
What you got, Kayla?
Your code word is groove, G-R-O-O-V-E. Groove. Text that groove to 72881.
A groove on for $1,000.
Thank you so much.
Message and data rates may apply. We'll text you back to confirm entry. For rules or to enter online, visit KLUC.com for this national contest. Text now and good luck from 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not kidding. I read this. And the title is, do you eat these 10 foods like a normal person or are you a weirdo? And I went, oh, God, I'm a weirdo. I'm 80% weirdo.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I'm 80% weirdo. It's bizarre. Davey, who's on line one? Oh, sorry, can't hear you.
P1, John Stewart.
All right, and who else is joining us?
P1, D1, Erica Gallo.
Oh, my God.
Wow, battle of like P1, D1.
It's like a reunion. Do you eat mac and cheese with a fork or a spoon? John.
Fork.
Erica.
Fork.
Spence.
Fork in a bowl, out of the pot, big wooden spoon.
Fork. Fork.
Fork.
I'm a fork guy, too, so I'm 70% weirder. 81% said fork, 19% said spoon. Do you pour the dressing on your salad, or do you keep it on the side for dipping? Kayla?
Side.
On.
On.
Dip. John?
On with double extra helpings.
Nice. Erica?
On.
92% poured on. Only 8% are dippers.
Really?
They're the only same. They're the same type of jogger that... run in motion at stoplights.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
Still getting a workout in.
What?
Yeah, by the way, yeah. I would do that if I jogged. Do you eat ribs with your hands or a knife and fork? Kayla?
I don't eat ribs.
Spence?
Hands.
Always hands.
Yeah, always hands. John?
Hands, and I need to wash up to my elbows when I'm done.
Yeah. Erica?
Hands.
14% said knife and fork. So those are, so the mac and cheese and the ribs... I'm normal, but the dressing apparently not so far. Do you twirl your spaghetti or cut it up? John.
Twirl.
Erica.
Twirl.
Spence.
Twirl in a big spoon.
Kayla.
Twirl.
Twirl. I was taught to twirl. Come
I cut
from Italian.
It, then twirl. So
really?
I'm putting that as weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, cut then
twirl. You can't twirl if you cut them too short.
Yeah.
This is true. That's why you've got to be very careful.
And sometimes there's too much sauce in the bowl, so you lose the little pieces at the bottom of it.
With a Kit Kat.
Yeah, just break them in half before you put them in the pot, then you don't have to cut.
Smart.
With a Kit Kat, do you break each piece off, or do you take bites out of the whole bar? Kayla.
Oh, you got to do piece by piece.
Spence.
Same.
Piece by piece.
5% of us just go to town on the whole thing without breaking the pieces apart. And I have been known to do that.
Oh, really? No, you can't do that.
Do you peel pieces off your string cheese or you just bite into it? Kayla.
Peel pieces.
Kayla's a peeler. We've seen it.
It's more fun peeling, yeah.
To me, it tastes better peeling it.
Yeah, I agree.
Erica.
Peel.
John.
It's string cheese, not log cheese. Peel it.
I bite into it.
You're a log cheese.
You are 20, interesting.
22% take bites. With pizza, do you eat the pointy end first or the crust? John.
Pointy.
Everybody is pointy, right?
Yeah, it's
pointy.
Yeah. No,
right. Everybody's pointy, right?
I go crust.
Do you? No, you don't.
Oh, have you ever seen me eat pizza?
No, I never have.
I eat the crust
first. You're the weird one.
Because I like, because then, you, yeah.
Hands or knife and fork?
Spence. Oh, hands. Definitely.
Hands.
Always hands. Yep.
John?
Hands, unless it's like deep dish or stuffed or something like that.
Oh, Erica?
Yeah, both. Depends.
It depends where I'm. If I'm at a place where they give you plates, I will start out knife and fork, and then I will go hands.
And it depends how floppy it is. I may have to cut off the tip and eat that with a fork so then I can fold it in half and eat it properly.
Do you like your bagel toasted or untoasted? John?
Toasted.
Erica?
Toasted.
Toasted with butter.
Toasted.
Toasted.
Untoasted.
Ew.
Untoasted. I'll eat them untoasted all day long. 22%.
You get a stomach illness from that.
I'm weird.
Raw. The bagel's raw.
It's not weird.
If you have Chef Boyardee ravioli, do you heat it up or eat it straight out of the can, John?
Oh, heat it up.
Erica.
Heat it up.
Spence.
Oh, yeah, heat it up.
I don't eat Chef Boyardee.
Heat it up all the time. Yeah.
Cold right out of the can. Oh, I am amongst 5%.
That's like eating dog food that way.
It's like eating dog food,
and
period.
And you've seen me doing it. You've seen me do that, too.
And you're also right, Kayla. But I love it.
And this is dumb. Do you like your cereal with milk or straight out of the box like a snack? I've eaten cereal like a snack.
Honey Nut Cheerios, man. I go fist all day. I have actual dry Cheerios and then Honey Nut, and I do the Honey Nut.
I think that question was skewed. I don't like that. But isn't that funny that I'm weird? I'm weird on all
that. Yeah, a lot of those.
Crazy.
You know what it is? It's just you want to get the food in your mouth, kid. You're like, no string cheese. No Kit Kat break. Sorry.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. I can't. I'd love to argue with that.
You got to throw the coal into the steam engine, kid, or we're not going to get going.
That's right. Hey, John and Erica, thank you for your service. I'm sure you're ready for Spence's Song of the Week now.
Amen to that. Yeah, go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go. Have a great weekend, you guys. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. It's Spence's. And now with the playoff beard looking oh so sexy.
Right? Am I not manly or what?
Here's Spence.
Not. Yeah, inspired by Marc-Andre Fleury shoving his finger in Blake Wheeler's ear the other day. This is Put Your Finger in My Ear, Flower. Put your finger in my ear, flower. Keep it there for a minute or an hour. I'm gonna need a cold shower. If you put your finger in my ear, flower, you're my knight in CCM armor. You're from Quebec. But maybe dinner first next time before you engage in an unauthorized poke check.
What?
OMG, my ear has been deflowered. I could not resist his flower power. Other men might run and cower. Mm-hmm. If you put your finger in their ears, flower. Whether we're in Winnipeg, San Jose, LA, or Anaheim, flower, you can rest your stick in my crease anytime.
Whoa.
Put your finger in my ear. Flower.
Whoa.
I get hot watching all the pucks you devour. Well, who cares what the world says? Flower. Let's take what's yours and what's mine and make it ours. A Stanley Cup is your dream, but I have a different goal. So next time, instead of my ear, why don't you go 5 holes?
Easy.
Put your finger in my ear, flower.
Woo-hoo! Go Knights, go! I want to go back. Can I see the lyrics just for 1 second? May I? Can we go back to... God, this is official with chords and everything.
I forget how to play it.
God, that's cool, dude. I'm not going to lie. This is awesome. You should take a picture of this and post it. I want to go back to, there it is. Can we just go back to the first verse? Can we just do the first verse? And after, Kayla?
Yeah.
If you put your finger in my ear, flower, and that word obviously needs to be emphasized. See where my finger is? Not in your ear?
Got it.
I can tell I'm going to be the only
okay.
one doing it.
No, we got it.
First verse, all over again. Okay, yeah.
Put your finger in. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Make up. Boom, boom. Put your finger in my ear flower. Keep it there for a minute or an hour.
Here's the line.
I'm going to need a cold shower.
Next line. This line.
If you put your finger in my ear flower.
No, next line.
You're my night.
Night! Okay, sorry. That's all we just needed to do that.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.